Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I wonder if that's a cruel dig.
What's that?
Oh, he wouldn't have known. Well, I was just making a comment to some of our friends that are here listening to the show that Diet Coke is my crack cocaine.
Right.
And then the liner's Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, that's not nice. Well, I mean, well, you got to bring out the extracurricular activity.
Too soon?
I mean, we talked about it last week, and my new segment, my weekly segment called the Dilemma MMA.
Go ahead.
Dilemma. So we're at the Global Region fight this weekend, Saturday night, watching our boy.
Why do you keep looking at people?
Because that's our live studio audience. I got to make sure they're engaged. I want to make sure that they're keeping their clothes on. I got, you know, they're a rowdy bunch, those guys. But the Global Region had their fight here. Our boy, Clay Guida, the legend, Clay Guida, the carpenter from the UFC, was cornering, commentating. And one of the fights was happening. And actually, I took a picture of the fight card.
All right.
I actually wanted to have like the name to remember.
All right. Well, you didn't look at it as you're bringing it up. So just get to your story.
I didn't. But so the corner's there. The fight is going on. The coaches are there. They're paid to do their job. The fighter is fighting the fight. But the significant other of the female fighter, the husband, boyfriend, whatever you want to call it, best friend.
Engaged.
Was cornering from the crowd, from behind you, Randy Harris, was changing game plans on giving instructions, yelling from the crowd. So my question, my dilemma of the day or of the week is, you know, at what point is the conflict between your significant other or your coaches? Like, the coaches are paid to do their job. So should this person, A, be changing the game plan, running up in between rounds, telling the fighter what to do and how to do it when the coaches obviously have a game plan? You know, like, should they stay alone? Should they stay out of it? Should they be allowed to do that?
Do you want me to answer the question first or tell my story first? I'll answer the question first.
That's the question.
Okay. You always hear people, you know, in the stands yelling, you know, instructions or whatever. A lot of times it is people in that corner. You know, it is other coaches. But really, no, you shouldn't be yelling. You shouldn't be screaming. You should let the fighter listen to their corner. If it was a husband. If the husband is the corner, then be in the corner.
Right, right.
Let the corner run the show.
Like Mike Perry's girlfriend, she is in the corner. So if she tells him what to do, then that's okay because he put her there.
Right.
As his cornerman.
All right, so I want to tell this story.
Corner woman.
Many, many years ago, there was a Little League game in the Lakeland, Polk County area.
Okay.
Okay. And a ball was hit to the right side. Pitcher throws the pitch. The ball's hit between the first and second baseman.
Okay.
The pitcher stood on the mound.
Okay.
The runner got to first base safe because no one was covering first base.
Okay.
So a parent, when the inning ended, the parent of the pitcher, went over to the pitcher and was trying to explain to the pitcher, you need to cover first base. When the ball's hit to the right side of the field, as we just saw, if the first baseman goes to field the ball, there's nobody there to get the flip.
Right.
You need to cover first base. So the coach of the team heard the parent telling their son these instructions.
Okay.
The coach came over and blasted the parent. This is my team.
Okay.
I'm coaching this team. And if you want to coach or if you think you know how to coach, then you coach a team. I'm coaching this team. They'll do blah, blah, blah. And the parent apologized and went and sat back down.
Oh.
Because it's the coach's responsibility, correct?
That's the coach's job.
Okay. So a week goes by.
Kudos to the coach, by the way, for like having control of the team. And like, because last night in the debate, the moderator, Chris, what's his name? Chris something? He had no control. That guy had zero.
So the next week, the next game comes. Players are all coming up. They're warming up and stuff. And the coach goes to that parent and says, Mr. Anderson, I am sorry. I didn't realize it was you. I didn't realize. And Chuck Anderson, the head baseball coach of Florida Southern, I believe they won 412 World Series. I'm being exaggerating. You know, in whatever division Florida Southern is. And said, I didn't realize it was you. And Mr. Anderson said, and I've always called him Mr. Anderson, not Chuck. He said, no, you're right. You're right. It's your team. I'm not coaching it. I was out of line. I was out of place. I'm sure he didn't say this. He should have. I was right and you were wrong,
right?
Which he didn't say. That's not like him.
Right.
But, you know, big kudos to both of them.
Wow.
Because Mr. Anderson said that. You're right.
So does the person matter? Like, you know, let's say the husband of this fighter, it's her husband, and it is, let's say it's, who do you want to
use? Well, say Mindy's fighting and Randy Couture is in the stands.
There you go. Okay, so Randy Couture yells out over the crowd or goes over to the corner in between rounds and tells the coaches, hey, tell her to do leg kicks instead of, like, striking. Like, you know, switch out the game, but take her to the ground. Like, does the source of the information matter in that scenario? Or should it go by, like, hey, you're the corner, you're the coach. This is our game plan that we have going into it. This is the adjustments that I make on the fly. I don't care if your husband is the natural Randy Couture.
I mean, it's a difficult question. Shockingly, it's a decent question. I would assume, don't look around for applause that you finally got a good
I was looking
question.
For an award. I was waiting for the engraving. I was waiting for the buzz of the engraving to start.
that you finally asked a good question. You know, you would think that it's all worked out, and you would think that the corner is the one running the show.
Not a death fight. Like, that corner changed because the husband was in his ear yapping. And it turned out she won the fight.
Well, I didn't think she did.
And nobody else in the arena seemed to think she did. I don't even think she thought she won the fight. But the only people that matter are the ones that have the scorecards.
All that matters is two of the three judges.
So how do I become a judge?
First, you are not knowledgeable enough.
Well, I have LASIK, so my vision is 20/20. I mean, I can see my future. I'm like this radio broadcaster accepting the broadcaster award. Like, I have my tuxedo is red. Now my microphone is off. But that's what they do, the wrap it up box. Because you go on to the award speech, and you thank all your family, right, and your brothers and God. And then, you know, as soon as they want you off the stage, they start playing the music, and it gets louder and louder and louder.
I've seen a couple of them when they're like, you know, I'm not leaving. You know, it was like some big name actor or whatever. He's like, I'm almost to the end. I'm going to keep going.
Right.
What are you going to do? Kick me off? You know, it was some big famous.
Well, according to the president of the United States, if he doesn't win the election, he's not leaving. He's not going peacefully. He's going with resistance.
Whatever.
How do you evict the president from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
You send the guards in if he refuses to leave.
You have to send him like a 30-day notice, a 90-day notice. Like,
what? Squatter's rights.
He's like, I get mail here. He's like, I send in my ballot from here.
Squatter's rights.
Man, that debate last night was... Chris Wallace was his name.
Chris Wallace.
And that guy has no presence. None. Zero.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's crazy.
It was embarrassing.
Like, who would win in a fist fight? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I think it would matter how the fist fight broke out. Like, if do you send like a fight card and a contract and you need to be at this place? Because Biden would forget where he would need to go.
He would not show up.
He wouldn't know where it was. He approves the message, but he doesn't know what the message is. And Trump would probably just have everybody pushed out of the way so that he could get there.
I mean, who wins between Covey Covington, the Trumpster, you know, versus The Rock, the Biden supporter?
You know, I'm going to go.
Because you got a world-class UFC champion, right? Winner.
Well.
Fighter.
He's not a champion.
And you got a scripted wrestler.
An athlete.
A scripted athlete. Big, massive bodybuilder. Huge guy.
Are we talking just a street fight, or are we talking an MMA fight?
Well, they're two different worlds.
I know that. That's why I asked you the question.
I mean, and let's go, for the sake of skill set, let's go inside the octagon.
You know, common sense says always take, you know, the experienced MMA fighter. But believe it or not, I think I'd take Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Because we've seen Batista make it in the MMA, in the
he
octagon.
Fought, you know, he didn't fight in the octagon. I believe he had an MMA fight.
Right. Well, yeah, he never fought for the UFC.
Right.
Which is owned by the octagon.
He never trained UFC.
Right.
But I'll tell another story. So I broadcasted live in Vegas many years ago. And my much more talented co-host at the time was John McLaughlin, number 95 from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Really?
So we went out, we did the show, and Dana walked by, and John McLaughlin, formerly number 95 for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also played at Notre Dame.
Okay.
I went up to, what's the spitter? Lou Holtz. Remember the way he talked and he always spit. I went up and I asked him about John McLaughlin.
Saying that the COVID came from Lou
Holtz.
It
was hilarious. So Dana walks by and John McLaughlin says, "Hey, Dana, I'd love to, you know, grapple with Randy Couture." Now, Randy fought that weekend.
Okay.
Or was fighting that weekend. So Dana's like, that's not possible. But I'll set something up. So we went into this little room. You can find it on YouTube. Check this out on YouTube.
Really?
John McLaughlin versus Gil Castillo.
Okay.
Okay. Gil, a welterweight, 170. John McLaughlin, 260. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, they went and they did a couple things and they're rolling around and starting on the ground. And you know how you shake hands and patty cake,
backer,
all that crap. And Gil puts him in a knee bar. And John goes to to throw him off. And Dana and everybody start screaming, "Stop, stop, tap, tap." You know, because Gil was locked in. So he tapped. They started over. Gil puts John in a rear naked choke.
Okay.
Gil Castillo, a UFC welterweight fighter, puts a rear naked choke on a professional football player, athlete. I'm going to make this up, 6'3", 260.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Puts him in a rear naked choke. What do you think the outcome was?
He went to sleep.
John stood up and fell backwards.
Oh,
he wasn't unconscious.
He crushed him.
He purposely stood up and fell backwards, and I thought Gil was dead. So, you know, you can take all the talent you want, and then you put, against you or me or just some other bum on the street, yeah, you always take the guy who knows what he's doing. John had no clue what he was doing, and I think John would have been able to beat Gil in a fight.
Wow.
Just because of brute strength.
Now, here's a question.
Now, Gil could have tapped him or, you know, put him to sleep or broke his arm or whatever as well.
Right.
But we thought Gil was dead. I have video of Gil being dead.
Was the Grim Reaper there? Was he wearing his pajamas?
He was wearing Gil's pajamas because I'm telling you, it wasn't pretty. But this is homework. So if anybody wants, we'll give something away, something 8-man strong for somebody that'll tweet, Facebook, you know, so we know it's going to Grossman because he's already got it done.
Right.
Check out the YouTube.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So my question.
MGM backside room.
So my question is, and I do have a question. It's a legit question. The question that I have is, we've seen a lot of football players migrate to the octagon, right, or to combat sports. Sean Merriman. We've seen Herschel Walker.
No, Dominic Reyes, Marcus Jones. You know, Dominic played in the NFL.
Sure.
Matt Mitrione. A lot of people came from the football world.
But what about hockey players? How come no hockey players have migrated to the MMA world?
You know, they had something which was really pretty cool. It's almost like the, you know, the 6-on-6 team thing.
Okay.
They were doing fist fights on skates.
Okay.
You know, and it was a fist fight. You know, they had like the St. Louis Goon and a couple of the Goon guys. They did do, but it had to be on skates.
But you would think that it'd be a natural progression for these guys that are fighting, that are these brute guys on the ice, tough guys, that they would make their way to bare knuckle boxing or to combat sport.
I'm sure some of them have, but I believe the guys that you're implying about, you know, the NHL fighters back in the day made so much money that they were not going to go to an MMA world where they made nothing. Very few did it for the love. You know, and as much as we want to give Phil Brooks crap, Phil Brooks went to the UFC.
Because of love.
Because of the competition.
That's why he's got a photo on my whole wall of fame. The Phil Brooks. It's over there.
Okay.
You can't see it because you said don't put it in your corner.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Because you're like the official UFC guy. Like, you don't give him respect. Nobody gives, like, everybody gives Phil, like, they clowned him.
They clowned him because of the outcome. I don't think anybody should, could, or would clown Phil Brooks, better known as CM Punk, for going to the UFC. You know, it's not his fault that Dana White allowed somebody that didn't deserve to be in the octagon.
Whoa. You don't think he deserved to be there?
Absolutely not, he didn't. He didn't deserve to be there. And he proved that.
What if he won?
Then he might have deserved to be there.
Because he lost, he didn't deserve it?
Absolutely.
He didn't have the skill set to do it?
He didn't.
Really?
He proved it. But me being me, you know, I don't hide from my past. I don't hide from things I say. What I say, I believe. I don't say stuff for shock value. Chidi Ahanotu. Chidi says I'm a shock guy.
You are a shock guy.
And I'm not. And I'm not.
You've calmed down.
I said the exact same thing about a legend.
Really?
About someone who does go down in the legendary status I said didn't belong in the UFC.
Clay Guida.
You're an idiot.
Who's a legend that you would say that about?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock's got to be in the Hall of Fame.
Now, because he proved it.
He wasn't a GOAT, but he's a...
When he first came in MMA, and it was a debacle, and then got signed by the UFC, and let's be honest, early on was kind of a debacle.
That was his first fight he lost on a heel hook or something?
Well, that was Frank Mir. He had a fight before that, I believe, in a smaller organization.
Oh, okay.
But he proved it.
Yeah.
And he proved brute strength, and he got better and blah, 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 blah. So he didn't deserve to be there, but proved that he did.
Okay.
Phil Brooks didn't deserve to be there and proved that he didn't.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, he did not deserve. He didn't earn it to be there. It was given to him because of who he was. And I'm not saying that's a knock on Phil Brooks. If somebody comes to you and makes you an offer, it's not your fault. Of course you're going to accept it.
Right. And he was a big star. I mean, it was good for marketing.
Absolutely.
To sell tickets to, you know, and at the end of the day, we're all promoters. We're all marketing geniuses. Me, Dana, who else? Hulk.
Whatever.
We're all the same.
Yeah. In your own little PI.
That's why I have blue dreads.
You're an idiot.
I can't wait for tonight's parade.
I can't wait for 40 minutes so I can get rid of you for another week.
And then I got to get ready. I'm going to stretch. I got to make sure I don't tear a hamstring. We're going to celebrate this cup tonight.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I've got 4 minutes without you, and I'm so looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Steve from the Jerry Springer Show, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That's not good. Mike Evans.
We'll talk over wide some receiver. Good jams.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
All right, so.
Steve is a music expert.
What I briefly talked about, so there was a former basketball player that I guess had hit some really hard times. Okay. Delonte West.
Oh, yeah, Delonte. Yeah, he played on the Cleveland Cavaliers. If allegedly, he had something with LeBron's mom. Like LeBron's mom supposedly had affairs with Delonte.
Okay.
And the game, the rapper.
You know where they found Delonte West?
On the streets, right?
At a gas station, panhandling.
Uh-huh.
So Mark Cuban went and got him.
Right.
And is paying to put him in rehab. So a friend of mine, a former Buccaneer, put a post up on Facebook. Where are all the people that were around him when he was playing in the NBA?
Ugh.
Where are all those people that had their hands in their pockets, his pockets?
Yeah.
And now everything's gone, so are they.
Ugh. Well, once MC Hammer ran out of money, where did his posse go? Where did his entourage?
He dances alone now.
He's selling infomercial. He's like, what's he's you know, doing what he has to do to survive.
That's a hilarious commercial, though.
Why?
No, well, it's the, what is it, the Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Don't touch them.
No, that's, oh, yeah, the hammer. Yeah. Well, because at the Super Bowl, I had my white suit on. And so when he did the photo with me, he put his two fingers up like the two legit. And then he touched my suit. And then somebody said, hey, don't get Cheeto stains on your suit. So Hammer did not find that funny.
I didn't remember that MC Hammer was there.
Hammer was with me, and I have a photo of it on my Instagram.
So while you were supposed to be working.
I was working the crowd.
You were running around with MC Hammer.
I was. For a second, I thought they were being serious that there was actually Cheeto dust on my suit from his fingers. I didn't realize he was the spokesman for Cheetos.
Was it Cheetos or Doritos?
Cheetos. It's Cheeto fingers. And I
touch this.
I seriously got concerned because Dana was getting ready to come on. And I didn't want to have Cheeto stains on my suit because you told me I couldn't even talk to Dana.
I did say that.
I wasn't even allowed to talk to Dana.
I pulled a Hubert Mizell.
I'm with, I don't know who that is.
Anybody in the Tampa Bay area knows who Hubert Mizell is.
Okay.
Hubert Mizell used to write for the St. Pete Times.
Okay.
You think you're centered? Self-centered?
Well, things do revolve around me.
Yeah, well.
Like planets and stuff.
Hubert was you 10 times over.
Okay.
And we used to do a show together on another station. And whenever a guest would come on, he would tell me I had to tell him my questions for him to approve them.
That didn't go well.
So I said, screw you.
Right. Because that's not how you operate.
No. Now, I cringe when you open your mouth, so I can imagine him cringing, you know, on the same line.
Could you imagine if you asked me for a list of questions and I actually provided them?
Yeah, well, I know better.
You were like, you purposely have these issues?
Yeah, see, I can't ask you for approval because you don't know. You don't know what you're saying after you've said it.
That's true. I go back and listen to the show, and I'm like, wow.
I'm amazed.
What did I say? Why did I say that?
I can't believe I even knew I had blue hair.
That was really offensive. It's usually what I say. And then it's usually a phone call cut to my mom apologizing for my life.
Very true. All right, where were we? Before you took this to a left turn.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying, so what were we talking about before I told
you
about
Mark Cuban? Mark Cuban's, but yeah, I think the thing about these celebrity athletes and, you know, it's they don't give these athletes, I think, enough mentoring when they make these huge contracts. They just get them in the league. And then
their responsibility?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. With that kind of money and that kind of responsibility.
I don't know if it's their responsibility, but I know that, and I've talked about this, back in the day, old $1, I was there when they did some of these things.
They brought in consultants,
brought
in
people in
mentors.
And they acted out things.
Uh-huh.
you know, scenarios.
I mean, Jameis Winston ended up in an Uber situation. You have that kind of money. You're the face of a franchise. You should never put yourself in a situation at a nightclub with alcohol involved, leaving in an Uber with the general public. You have the money for a private car. You have the money for a service to pick you up. The Buccaneers as an organization should have limos or cars available to their star athletes.
I disagree.
Why? Why? You're going to pay a guy $100 million over five seasons.
It's your responsibility. It's not theirs.
But you're a young kid with the spotlight on you at all times. They gave you that money. You earned that money. But that's a lot of money, and you become invincible. You feel, and I think a lot of these issues that athletes have outside of their respective sports, off the ice, off the basketball court, off the baseball diamond, come from the sense of we're rich, we're young, we have the world at our fingertips, and
nothing
rules don't apply
to
us, right? Until it does. But I think it should be some kind of mentoring so things don't happen like Delonte West, you know, but we don't know the story. We don't know what caused his.
You don't know if they've had that mentoring.
Right.
And again,
they refused it.
They don't. Well, I don't need that. I'll never run out of money. You think Mike Tyson thought he would run out of money?
No. No.
Right?
No.
Now, he won't run out of money this time.
Yeah, because he's in the weed game.
Because weed is profitable.
Weed is very profitable.
What's going on with his amusement park?
I don't know.
He was building a weed amusement park.
Really?
Yeah. That you stayed there, you rode the roller coasters, you got high, you did the whole nine stuff.
Would you go there? Would you broadcast live from a weed amusement park?
Sure.
Yeah? Because, I mean, I know at the fight that you were like, the smell of marijuana is strong in this room.
It was strong. I don't need to engage in it, but I could do a show there.
Could you have
out?
A contact buzz? Is the contact buzz the same as like partaking in
it? I couldn't tell. You answer that. How would I know?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
sure, you do.
I felt good. I was feeling
you
good.
Lived in Colorado. Stop with the crap.
Yeah, I'm a pizza guy as well. And, you know, it's just part of like owning a pizzeria.
They go hand in hand?
You have to.
What if you could watch right now? This just came to me.
Okay.
You can only watch one thing on TV.
Okay.
For the next week. Now, they would all be new episodes, so it's not reruns. But what one show would you watch to get you through the next week?
Probably The Family Guy. You know why I love The Family Guy?
I've never seen it. So
you've never watched The Family Guy?
No.
Here's the thing. If you have characters of a sitcom say what The Family Guy would say,
would
be banned because it's racist, it's offensive,
inappropriate. Is that everybody that was at the Bronco game?
Yes, like South Park.
Or was that South?
That's South Park.
Okay.
But Family Guy, because it's animated.
I've never seen either one.
They get away with saying all the things that you think that you want to say that you can't say publicly because you're a human. But because it's animated. So it's just across the board, it clears the gamut of entertainment.
Since you asked me.
What would you watch repeatedly other than Rocky V?
You know what my new crack cocaine is?
No.
90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé. I have no idea what that
is. Oh, my God.
I mean, the title would tell me that it's somebody they get married for.
It's crazy.
So is it a blind date?
Every episode, every group, every couple are train wrecks.
Now, are they dating before the show? Or are these? Because I've seen one show where it's like Married at First Sight or something like that. And then they bring two people together and they stick them in a house and they say, you're married
now.
You're
not married.
And then at the end of it, they can say if they want to keep the marriage or not. Or something like that.
I don't know the whole premise. I just started, you know, watching it.
Okay.
But it's, they meet, whether it's online or here or there. One is a local Tampa person.
Really?
Whose sister, I believe, is friends with the heavy set DJ that I mentioned earlier off the air.
Okay.
Who has some ties to my family.
Right, they do.
But, you know, it's like a guy from South Africa married a girl from Connecticut.
Okay.
And it's just a train wreck that you can't take your eyes away from.
Kind of like the presidential debate last night.
Honestly, I could turn the presidential debate off quicker than I could watching this TV show.
Really?
There is some stuff here that's just...
Because when they talked about the size of the crowds at the rallies, and Trump was talking about having like 35,000 people there, and... You know, he had just
then he said how you had two.
Because the reason why is no one shows up. Of course you wouldn't have a rally. I mean, he was clowning them. And then Biden called our president of the free world a clown. And he told him to shut
twice.
Up.
He called him a clown twice.
I mean, if you and I shouldn't be on that next presidential ticket, we're doing the country a disservice because you and I could do what those guys do.
It was disgraceful.
We do what those guys do daily, except we throw punches and hit people in the face while we're doing it.
It was bad.
We could win.
It was bad. It was embarrassing. And the sad thing is, that's our choices.
Out of all the people in the whole country.
I think I would rather vote for a dead president than a living one.
Vote for the Grim Reaper. He's undefeated.
I also think no matter who wins, we're screwed.
Grim Reaper and Father Time on the same ticket. Never lost an MMA fight. Ever. Undefeated, Father Time.
No.
Father Time never lost a fight.
Father Time.
Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah, you're right.
He always wins. He always wins. I always bet on Father Time.
I saw a photo of a microphone that was attached to Biden's sleeve.
So he could hear questions?
Well, they're saying that there was an earpiece. And I don't know if it's true or not. And honestly, I don't care. To be educated, I watched for comedy value.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I watched.
Of course. I mean, you knew it was going to be a train wreck.
I would like to produce the next one.
Okay.
Because there's things that can be done that could make this a whole lot more interesting.
Like turn off their microphone.
No, an electrical shock. So if you talk on your other opponent's time, it's a shock, sort of like Holy Moly, if you watch that.
Okay.
You know, where if you miss the putt, they shocked you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you talk in the other person's allotted time, they put the electric volts through you.
Okay.
The longer you talk, the longer the volts are going to go in you. Sign a waiver just in case your heart stops.
Yeah.
You know, where you're not. But there's so many things you could do. And I've seen this on some TV shows, the Chicago Police, where they opened a door and there was a bow and arrow set. And when the door opened, the arrow went to like hit the person that was opening the door.
Oh.
So do it with different arrows. So the first time you talk out of your turn.
Small puncture hole.
Well, no, it's a rubber. It's a rubber arrow. And then it's a pencil.
Okay.
And then you build up to, if you do it like after your sixth time, it's a nuclear weapon.
Got it.
And then you don't have to worry about the election.
Wow.
Because you're no longer here.
Well, I don't know about your bow and arrow death trap machine.
I think it'd be awesome.
But I know there'll be electricity in Tampa Bay tonight celebrating the Stanley Cup, the 2020 Tampa Bay Lightning.
What I don't understand is you haven't been this excited about anything, and now you're jumping on the Lightning bandwagon.
I told you. I've never lived in a championship city.
But it,
like, I was here in 08 when the Rays went to the World Series, and for them, they felt like they won it because they had never been there.
Hold on a second. They didn't win it. The Phillies did.
They got so swept.
Happy. I was so happy.
They got swept, but the city treated it like a championship. If you go back to memory, if you ask people if the Rays have won the World Series, most people will probably tell you, yes, we've won it back in 08. They think they won because the city was so happy and hyped. Excited.
We did win in 08.
You're from Philly. That's your team. We, as the Tampa Bay Tamponians, what are they called? Tamponians? What do they call you, Steve? Tamponians. We Tamponians. They call him Steve. It's a great name. We have not won a championship since I've been here since 08.
First of all, you're not French.
I live in Tampa.
And neither are they.
My residence
so
is in
you
Tampa.
Have nothing to do with them winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing.
Ask Eric Blankenship. I cheered them on 2 years ago. I was doing fan expo stuff for them out of the beach.
Did you cheer them on last year when they got swept in the first round?
I was absent for that round.
Oh, you missed it.
I have selective memory. I only cheer when we win, Randy.
So you're a bandwagon, and that's fine.
I am an Israel Adesanya fan. He is the GOAT. I think he's the greatest fighter of all time. I've never seen a fighter as dominant as him, and I think he'll go down as the greatest fighter ever.
So you're giving him GOAT status over Khabib right now?
Until he fights Khabib.
Well, they won't fight.
Khabib's a GOAT. He's the greatest GOAT. He's an eagle and a GOAT.
You can only have one GOAT unless you're more specific.
He's a greagle.
If you want to if you want to say he's the greatest welterweight, if you want to say, you know, he's the greatest middleweight, that's one thing.
But how exciting is it right now in this era?
Oh, by the way, Holly Holm fights this weekend.
True.
You know who else fights this weekend?
Huh.
And I didn't know until Shane Grossman put it on Facebook. Carlos Condit fights this weekend.
Really? Yeah. The Condit.
conduit.
That brings the electricity back to Tampa Bay. Bring him here.
He needs to get through Fight Island first.
That's true. But how exciting, though, in this era, like with the UFC, like in the way the sport is now, the eat, sleep, train, the contender series, like you have kids that grow up dreaming that that's going to be their career where, you know, now there's so much talent to pull from. It's global where you have two champions from Nigeria from, and that's what makes the sport so great globally because you don't need money to participate. You don't have to have hockey equipment and ice time. Anyone can do combat sport. So how great is it right now that we could actually have a conversation right now about four, maybe five guys of being the greatest of all time that are currently fighting? You know, Henry Cejudo, the triple champ.
He's not currently fighting.
But he will be when his contract is re-signed. He retired for now.
But he's not currently fighting.
But he's available whenever he wants to sign the contract. They do that for strategy. Just like Trump paying $750 in taxes. That's a strategy to avoid paying taxes as a businessman. Everybody does it. I write off stuff. I sold Billy twice. I took two deductibles.
Do you still have him down as one of your sons, one of your dependents?
He's one of three. Steve is also a dependent, apparently. And his dependent. I got all three of them on my tax return.
I can't wait for IRS to bang on your door and, you know, yeah. audit you.
Yes, they're coming. But perfect. But the point is, it's strategy to get a bigger contract, to be free of contracts so you're a free agent, so you can get a better deal for pay-per-views. You can do the McGregor where you demand a percentage of ownership of the promotion.
All right, so give me your five. So you're saying
okay. So Henry Cejudo. You've got John Jones. You've got Israel Adesanya. You've got, who's the other one? Usman. You can put Usman in there. And Khabib. You don't like
your
Usman.
List?
You don't like Usman in the list?
You're talking about greatest of all time. The greatest of all time.
Okay. All right, so take Usman off. But you got Khabib and Israel are undefeated. Henry Cejudo, who cleaned out two divisions and walked away, won a gold champion medal in the Olympics. I mean, you got three, you got two, and you got Amanda Nunes.
And then
you got the female GOAT.
And then you have the GOAT, John Jones.
And got John Jones. What I'm saying, with all that talent, have this many undefeated, maybe greatest pound-for-pound fighters still fighting currently, and we're in this era where we get to witness it. It's pretty remarkable because it's not like back in the day where there's like a handful of UFC fighters, you know, where it's every fight there's Tank Abbott, every fight there's Royce Gracie, every fight there's Ken Shamrock. You know, now you have thousands of fighters that you don't even know the names of because there's such a big roster, you know.
I believe there is a better fighter in every weight class somewhere.
Just like the NBA, a better street baller. But couldn't play organized ball. They couldn't win.
Somebody in, you know, Guam. Somebody, you know, that didn't have. There's just as many talented people that have never been found that are found. I agree with your list.
Well, that's why. You agree with my list?
Yeah, your list is good.
What? Did you hear that, Steve? I got a praise. There's another. Write that one down. Ding. I'm going to drink from my championship cup. Stanley Cup. but that's why they're putting the performance institutes all around the world. Then the next greatest champion will be discovered soon. I am sure of it, and we'll find him right after this break. You're listening to Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be back after this message.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final segment here coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. So real quick, I know you got some stuff that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But last time Lord Stanley Cup was here.
Yes.
Game 7. As soon as the buzzer went off, all right, I hauled butt.
Okay.
Got to my car and went home.
That's what you do. That's, okay. That's your deal.
My co-host at the time later called me to tell me that he has a picture of him drinking out of the cup. Uh-huh. He went in the locker room. I went home, and he has a picture.
Well, that leads me to the next question I have for you.
All right.
What do you think the craziest things that the cup has been used for?
Oh, you can't say it on FCC radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, there's accounts of people partying,
drinking. There's some other stuff, too.
Babies have soiled it. They use it as a diaper. Dog food. They fill with dog food.
Why? Isn't that disrespectful?
That's man's best friend.
But, you know, to have a baby poop in it makes zero sense.
I mean, why would you have a – do you think they purposely put the baby in there to poop in it? Or the baby was just sitting in it cutely, like, oh, look at the little baby inside of a cup.
Go ahead.
I mean, Lemieux took the cup, and Waugh took the cup swimming. They went swimming with the cup. Red Kelly's son had an accident in the cup.
What does that mean?
He said that they posing for pictures, and his son used the cup as a toilet. Richard chips a tooth.
And then the next person drank out of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, would you wash the cup?
I would hope you'd wash the cup if you're going to drink out of it.
They used it as a dog bowl to celebrate with Clark Gillis, was thinking, as he filled the cup with dog food and let his dog eat out of it. Well, what would you do with the cup? If you had the cup for 24 hours, Randy Harris, what would you do with the cup?
Sell it.
You're just like the autograph collectors at the elevator at the UFC. Show it on eBay.
It's like, giving it to me. It would go on Craigslist.
You can't sell it. Okay, I'm going to put a restriction. You get the cup for 24 hours, can't sell it. Where are you taking it?
Sylvester Stallone's house.
Oh, he probably let you in then.
I'd say, here's the deal, Rock.
Wow.
I want to meet Rocky Balboa. I can't meet Tommy Gunn because he's no longer with us.
Right.
So I want Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed to answer the door. Ding dong. Hello. Come on in. And I'll bring the cup over.
Wow. That's pretty good, though.
Right?
You wouldn't trade him for anything, like a robe, like the Rocky robe.
I can't trade it because if I can't sell it, how can I trade it?
That's true. But you could be like, I'll let you see the cup if you let me have one of your robes.
Or maybe you could go and set up like the greatest rock concert of all time. You know, but they would have to be hockey fans.
It's been used by the 1962 Toronto Maple Leafs. They use it as a bonfire.
They used it had a fire in the cup.
During the celebratory bonfire, the club mistakenly used a Stanley Cup as firewood, dropping the hardware into the fire. Leafs had to pay for the significant damage done to the cup in the process.
It's stupid. That stuff is stupid.
Paying off the mortgage. The 1940-41 season was a big one for the New York Rangers.
Hey, I was told a really crazy story today.
In addition to the winning Stanley Cup, the club paid off the mortgage.
Before we run out of time, I want to tell you this. It just came back to me.
What is it?
A story that was told to me today.
What did you hear?
Roughly 2.5 hours ago.
Okay.
So what would that tell you?
Before the show.
In this very building.
Okay.
About Payne Stewart.
What about it?
You remember Payne Stewart?
Yeah, the golfer.
According to the story that I was told today,
okay,
he left a Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, and that's when that happened.
Well, what happened?
The flight.
Really?
The flight where he died.
Wow.
Allegedly. I haven't done any research to find out if it was true.
Wow.
But I'm assuming that it was.
Really?
He was at a Bucs game and then got on the plane.
Wow.
And that's when that whole thing went down.
Literally.
Literally. They went up to shoot it down.
Wow.
If you remember, because it was going to crash.
Wow.
Huh. But yeah, he was at a Bucs game. The last thing that he remembers was leaving the Bucs game.
The Bucs losing. Because it wasn't 2021 or 2020.
What will be bigger? Bucs winning the Super Bowl, Lightning winning Lord Stanley Cup, and those other knuckleheads winning. I'm talking about the Rowdies.
I think the Rays winning the World Series would be the biggest because they don't have any stars. They're just a bunch of guys.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had another question for you.
Yes.
Name 6 players on the Lightning.
Oh, Palat, Coleman, Hedman, Arvlovsky.
Who?
Arvlovsky, the goalie, number 88.
That's not Stamkos, how you say his name, but whatever. Stamkos doesn't count because he didn't really play.
Johnson. I mean, the Lightning are the real
team. You just throw Johnson out because every team has a Johnson?
Well, yeah, Johnson and Johnson. Baby powder company. But you never asked me what I was going to put in my Stanley Cup.
Because I don't care.
Garlic knots. I would fill it full of garlic knots.
And then next time somebody, table right here.
The next time somebody drank out of it, they would taste the garlic knots.
Well, maybe someday you can do that.
Better than urine.
For sure.
Previous cups.
Real quick, I don't know if you have the fight card. This weekend, the UFC returns to Fight Island. And again, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic. I don't get that the lack of the hype of these events. Can you explain it? Or
I think part of it has to do with the fact that it's over in like another, like in Dubai. It doesn't feel real. It's like isolated. It's private. It's kind of like in a place where nobody knows where that is. It's not really getting much publicity because football's back.
But most people wouldn't be going to the events anyway. They'd be watching them on pay-per-view, ESPN Plus, or Stream TV.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe football took over. Maybe the election took over. People are distracted.
Did you see the commentator get yelled at for the game on Thursday?
No.
He kept calling Patrick Mahomes Pat Mahomes.
Oh.
And Patrick Mahomes' mom responded to him and really ripped into him.
Well, when your son's worth $500 million, I guess you can yell at whoever you want.
Is that a lot?
I think so. I mean, it's a little bit less than the contract I signed to be on Knockout Radio. But once I become a free agent like Henry Cejudo, I'm back in the game.
The difference is the Chiefs will pay their contract.
True. And I'm just going to file my taxes and say that
pay $750.
$750 all day.
I just got a text from somebody. You know the whole Tom Brenneman stuff, right?
No.
You don't know about the Tom Brenneman?
No.
The play-by-play, the former play-by-play announcer of the Cincinnati Reds?
Is he the one that he said some offensive, right? Like, did something against off the rule.
Yeah, he thought the mic was off, and he said that's a gay city or something.
Okay.
And then the second half of the doubleheader, during his apology.
All right.
So he's apologizing as the game is going on. Okay?
Right.
So the game is being played, a pitch, strike two. Tom Brenneman. And I'm going to paraphrase because I didn't listen, watch, or know much about it. I'd like to apologize for the comments that I made. There's a long drive to left. Oh, my God, it's a home. So he called a home run in the middle of his apology. So I guess on Twitter, people have been commenting, like, after he resigned and all this was on Twitter, people were like, well, that's really a bad way to leave your profession. There's a long drive to left field. And everybody would send these tweets out and – in the middle of the tweet talking about whether it's good or it's bad or it's indifferent, they would then go, there's a long drive to left. It was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, not as funny as last night. After the presidential debate, CNN reporter Dana Bash said that was a ship show, just point blank. Just CNN reporter breaks language rule after the Trump-Biden debate.
What's wrong with saying ship?
She was just blunt. And she didn't have any other way to describe it, so she said. And then you could see, like, instantly she regretted it. She lost her professionalism. And, you know, she said what she said. But
I don't know why that would be lucid, because it was.
She said
it was a debacle.
But she also said we're on a cable network, so it's okay. But the FCC doesn't matter.
Did you pull up the card?
But I had to go get the actual name of the lady, because I wanted to be factual.
Oh, all right. Well, other than Holly Holm.
Got nobody. I mean, you got Jermaine Jaramdamine. She's a big name. I mean, she's a great fighter. Juliana Pena. Your co-main event is Jorgen De Castro versus Carlos Felipe. Bantamweight, Kyler Phillips versus Cameron Elise. And your middleweight, Daquan Townsend versus Dusko Tarkovic. Tartovac. Something. Whatever. Tamarack. Tomahawk. Whatever his name is. Doesn't matter. He's got a bunch of vowels. Can I buy a U? If it was Jeopardy, or what is that, Wheel of Fortune?
What are you talking about?
He would win. It's like, I don't know, a bunch of vowels and letters. You got to buy those.
All right.
But yeah, it's not any names I'm going to tune in to watch. I mean, I guess as a fan, I would watch
you
it because...
You don't tune in and watch when they're big name, big pay-per-view.
That's not true, because at the fights on Saturday night, you accused me of, like, paying too much attention. You were like, like, what are you doing watching the fights and all? And then I saw you with your judge's eyes on, like, looking at it, like, I can see you keeping score in your head. Because when they announced the winner of that female fight, you, like, ran over to everybody at the table, like, they're wrong. No, I had a 29-28. How the hell did he have a 30-27? He doesn't know what he's doing.
First of all, I didn't say that, but 30-27 was ridiculous.
You thought it was ridiculous?
It was. I didn't go run and say that to anybody.
You absolutely got out of your seat and went over.
I was talking to the people in front of us.
Right.
I didn't run over to judges and
but,
security.
Well, you about lose your mind. Like,
I didn't. First of all, I didn't lose my mind. I could care less. I don't know either one of them. And as a judge, I don't care who wins.
Right. But you care about the officiating.
I care about the right person winning.
Correct.
Right.
And you could see that it drove you nuts that you didn't know anybody in the arena.
That's true. Well, that's not true because there was – Gian was there.
Gian. Oh, yeah. And your boy Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Came here for the after party with his boy Lorenzo.
Lorenzo Hunt.
Lorenzo Hunt.
Yeah.
Good dude. Super nice guy.
And how then, late were you here with the rave and Kevin?
2:30, 3.
I'm glad I left.
It was a good time though. We had a good time. We had fun.
What could
Tour de Pizza after dark?
What could you do till 3 o'clock?
Well, we can't tell you all that. You'll see it itemized on our next tax return though.
Okay. whatever it takes to get poker after dark at Tour de Pizza after dark.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Poker after dark. I'll poker any time of day, but after dark is even better.
You're on the verge of getting fired.
Oh, no. How much time's left? We got to look up at the clock.
2 minutes left, and you're going to get fired at the end of the show.
No, I don't want to do that. So we're having such a good day,
dude. It came down to this, and now you're out.
No, but the fights, I think they got to have some big names to get people to tune in, I think.
I agree.
Especially right now, you got Baseball World Series playoffs getting a start. You've got a lot of, like, major networks playing, like, people's favorite sports. And if the UFC wants to be relevant, they got to put out you know, top cards with big names that people know. You got to get McGregor back. You got to bring back Ronda Rousey. You got to get Henry Cejudo signed to a great contract.
You're an idiot. Ronda Rousey's not coming back. Henry Cejudo's not coming back. Which, for him to keep his legendary status, he shouldn't come back.
Who? McGregor?
Henry Cejudo. McGregor's not, you know, on the. I wouldn't put McGregor in the same
category.
Bring back
GSP. We'll let him play the anthem first.
Oh, my God. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Matt for your 2 years of service. You will not be here next week.
Oh, a week off.
And I'm looking forward to that. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Nick Pizza Man 1.
Everybody next week. I took a home from my place. Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tantalk Radio Network. This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio. 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. WTAN Clearwater FM 106.1 WDCF Dade City FM 102.3 WZHR Zephyr Hills FM 104.3 Listen.